Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three, and Ask Ross, brought to you by DraftKings, the official sports betting partner of the NFL, and they're giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when you bet $1 or more on any football game. And all customers can double their money as long as Tampa Bay doesn't lose by 74 points. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required, one per customer, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Ross, it's time to take the questions from our listeners. This is where they could send in their questions through the app, Keystone Sports, and they will pick out a winning question, and they will get the KSN polo shirt. In addition, by sending a question in, you are automatically entered to win an RV for the Penn State-Indiana game, which is a fantastic prize. Those of us who have been there and stayed know how much fun it is at the GoPSURV.com lot. For more information, you could call Mark at 800-519-8467. And remember, they still have that two-for-one deal for the Ball State game, so you want to check that out. All right, Ross, you ready for your questions?
I am.
All right, let's start with this. Jimmy from Forest City says, the biggest uncertainties and potential weaknesses for Penn State this season are at quarterback and defensive end. Going into the Wisconsin game, which one of these vulnerabilities is a bigger concern and why?
I think defensive end. You know, quarterback, we just shouldn't be saying that. I mean, Clifford, this is his third year starting, and yeah, last year was not great, but if he doesn't improve from last year, this will be a very bad season for Penn State. I think he will. I think he's going to step up and play better. I think defensive end is a major concern. You know, the Wisconsin offensive tackles are huge and very good, and you're going to have those guys with the tight ends, Ferguson and Hayden Rucci, who's a heck of a blocking tight end. I don't know if Ebikite and Tar Burton and these guys are going to be able to hold up. They don't have a lot of experience other than Ebikite, and this is a wake-up call going up against physical tackle tight end like that. It's going to be interesting. I think that's a – look, we don't know until we see it, but that's certainly the bigger concern going into the game.
Gotcha. All right. Let's go with Sean in Mechanicsburg, who says, hey, Ross, one thing that has been mentioned much with the upcoming game at Wisconsin is the noon kickoff time, which is an 11 a.m. Central kick. From your past experience as a player, how much of a factor or disadvantage does time zone difference play in the game for the visiting team?
Very little, unless it is a West Coast team on the East Coast. You know, if you're an East Coast team on the West Coast and it's a 1 o'clock West Coast game, well, that's just a 4 o'clock game and you're kind of used to that, right? You know, that's no big deal. If you are a West Coast team and you're playing like a noon game on the East Coast, that's 9 a.m. for what you're used to. That's a little different. That's a pretty significant difference for your body clock, if you will. And not everybody's a morning person like I am, Jim. So that becomes an issue. So I think that's really the only time. I think it's a complete non-factor for Penn State playing a noon Eastern game to be in Wisconsin where it's 11 o'clock Central.
I almost wonder if that has more effect on Wisconsin. By their body clock, it's still 11 a.m. It's early. For Penn State, noon should not be a big deal. Let's see. Next up, he now calls himself Mushroom Tony. If you remember from Philadelphia, he was our buddy who liked the mushrooms on his pizza. I'm still going to allow him to put a question out, though, Ross. He says, calling on your expertise concerning both teams at the end of the year, will the Philadelphia Eagles or the Nittany Lions have more wins?
Wow. You know, that's interesting because I think it's pretty similar. I think Penn State is 8, 9, or 10. I think the Eagles are 8, 9, or 10. What a great question. I mean, it really is, you know, somewhere in that realm, I would say, Jim. I will say, I'll say Penn State. You know why?
Why?
Because the season win total from the folks out in Vegas or DraftKings is 8.5 for Penn State, and it's 6.5 for the Eagles. So even though I think the Eagles will be better than people think, two games is a big difference. So I'll go with our buddies at DraftKings and their line.
My dad always told me, follow the money, guys. They know what they're talking about. That's why they have the money. All right, let's go with Josh in State College, who says, with the season right around the corner, I'm seeing and hearing a lot of justifiable concerns and critiques about Penn State. The question I have is, doesn't Wisconsin have about the same concerns, the inconsistent 2020, up and down quarterback play as well as injuries? I know it's a road game, but it seems like a decent number of Penn State fans, or at least the ones I know, are acting like the guys have no chance to win week one. I'm not sure there's a question in there, Ross, but I guess it's all the negativity. Is it warranted?
Well, I do think he makes a good question, a good point about Wisconsin having question marks as well. I think Wisconsin has less question marks than Penn State. You know, they've got more experience back. They are playing at home. Their defense is more of a known commodity than Penn State's defense. And I think that the thought process is a lot of their issues on offense were injuries and COVID, whereas Penn State, it was just production. And meanwhile, Penn State now has a new offensive coordinator again, where they're learning a new system, whereas Wisconsin's still in the same system. So I believe that's why the pessimism is coming from. But they absolutely have a chance to win. You know, Penn State recruits better than Wisconsin typically. I think Penn State's got more speed than Wisconsin. I think Penn State's probably got better skill than Wisconsin. So they absolutely have a chance to win. I just think because of the experience, the new coach, you know, and the fact that it's on the road, I think that's why, you know, the betting line is what it is in Wisconsin's favor. But it's not like they're heavy favorites, Jim. They're just whatever it is, 5.5-point favorites now, which is a decent favorite, but they're not, you know, it's not considered a blowout at all. It wouldn't be a shock if Penn State won the game.
All right, let's go to Mike in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, and I'm going to be curious for your answer on this one. He says, they say you have to win in the trenches to win the game. How much is scheme a part of winning in the trenches?
That is a really good question. I would say pretty little. I don't think scheme is a huge factor when it comes to winning in the trenches. I think it's more technique than anything else. I think it's more technique and talent. Now, scheme in the sense that, you know, you start to run the zone read, the read option, you have a man advantage with the quarterback in the run game. That can really help out an offensive line. Just like if the defense is able to get that extra guy in the box, that can really help them out as a defensive front. And so that skews the battle of the trenches a little bit, those couple things. But I think typically it's more fundamentals, using your hands, you know, fitting in the blocks correctly on defense, locking guys out and shedding them. I would say it's more fundamentals and technique than it is scheme.
Okay, let's go to Stephen in Winston-Salem, who says, Ross, watch New England versus the Eagles game you called on NFL Network. I really enjoyed the way you called the game, and I agree, 45 for the Eagles is the best preseason player. I got a question. Take pro sports out of this question. Which city, Pittsburgh or Philadelphia, has the best high school football players and programs, and which city has the best food?
Ooh, geez. Trying to get half the state, half our listeners mad at me. I don't know how I feel about that. That's like a no-win situation.
You got to give a split decision. Pick one for the better football and one for the better food.
Yeah, so for better football, I'm going to go Pittsburgh. You know, there are some private schools in Philadelphia because of Imhotep Charter, St. Joe's Prep, Archbishop Wood. There are some private schools there that are really good. I think part of that's just a population thing of Philadelphia compared to Pittsburgh. And they assemble essentially almost all-star teams. But I think you look at smaller schools, you know, single A, double A, triple A, all the way through, especially public schools, you're going to have more consistency in Pittsburgh. I think that the Pittsburgh public schools are better than the Philadelphia public schools. So I'll lean Pittsburgh there. On the food, I'm going to go Philly. I mean, you know, the cheesesteak, Philly cheesesteak, Philly pretzel. You know, there's just some things that are Philly that I grew up with. Tasty cake that are awesome. Pittsburgh, Manny Brothers is pretty good. You know, they act like they invented pierogies. They didn't, so they can't claim pierogies. So I don't know what else is native to Pittsburgh, but I'll take Philly food and Pittsburgh high school football.
All right, let's sneak one more in real fast. Dave from Lancaster says, excluding Clifford, which one player could have the biggest impact on the season if they make a large improvement over last year?
Sean Clifford. that's easy. If he improves a lot, Penn State will be a lot better. Easiest question of the day.
Well, he said excluding Clifford.
Oh, gosh, I wasn't listening to that part. Oh, man, Hakeem Beamon.
All right, we'll go with that, Hakeem Beamon. That's it for quarter number three. Stick around, quarter number four, Andrew Pesce is back.
DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when you bet $1 or more on any football game. And all customers can double their money as long as Tampa Bay doesn't lose by 74 points. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.